Governor Andrew Cuomo is joining us now live on the 1010 Winds Newsline. Thank you for calling in, Governor.
Thank you for having me.
Con Edison just held a news conference a short time ago with Mayor de Blasio, and the main gentleman over there apologized for last night's blackout. What do you think needs to be done to prevent another big blackout from happening again?
Yeah, well, that is a question. In truth, we got lucky last night. The emergency responders did everything they could do, and the NYPD and the state police were on scene, and New Yorkers handled it extraordinarily well. They really, I like to say, when things are at their worst, New Yorkers are at their best. But the system is unacceptable. We cannot have, in a city like New York, these blackouts. This is rolling the dice. A lot of things can happen. And it's just unacceptable. And the system design is to prevent this. We pay Con Ed a lot of money. People pay their Con Ed bills, and they expect service. And we have mandated that the service as designed, the system as designed, has to have redundancy. So that if a transmission cable burns out, if a substation surges or has a malfunction, it's limited to that substation and that transmission line, and that there is redundancy. And Con Ed says they're going to try to figure out what's wrong, and I hope they do that. In the meantime, I'm going to have state investigators. We have some of the best power experts in the country. They go all over the country to help other states. We just had them in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. But we're going to do an independent review because I want the people of the state to know what happened from an independent expert. And then we're going to make sure that Con Ed has a system in place that it doesn't happen again.
Now, Con Edison, excuse me for interrupting, but Con Edison officials made a point that it was not a terrorist attack or overuse of the grid. Any ideas what may have caused this?
Yeah, but in some ways that makes it worse, right, Jim? Thank God we didn't have a terrorist attack. Overloading the system, at least we understand what happens. That's happened before, where during the summer months, air conditioners are running, there's a high demand for power, there's a high load, and a substation blows. We had a substation blow in Astoria. We had a substation blow in Brooklyn. We've had this happen a number of times. And every time it happens, Con Ed says, well, we're going to redesign the system and there's going to be redundancy and this won't happen again. And then it happens again. And it's not acceptable. You know, these situations, you lose power. Chaos is right around the corner. Traffic lights go out. Hospitals that are relying on power go to backup service. You can't get fuel out of a gas station because they operate on electric pumps. So we have to make sure the system is designed with redundancies and safeguards and this doesn't happen. And frankly, I've had this conversation with Con Ed several times, and it's happened again. And this is rolling the dice every time it happens. This was a significant episode. This was a very large area. It gets very dangerous, very fast, uncontrolled traffic, intersections, et cetera. So the emergency managers did well, and we got lucky, but I don't want to depend on luck. I want to have an independent inspection of the system. What happened? Why did it happen? What does Con Ed have to do to make sure it doesn't happen again? And I want to have independent experts do that, frankly, rather than rely on Con Ed's own self-evaluation of their system.
Mayor de Blasio rushed back to New York City from Iowa this morning to supervise the response to the power outage. Do you think the mayor should have handled this situation any differently?
I was on the ground. We had state officials on the ground. I was with Con Ed yesterday after the power came back on about midnight. I toured the Con Ed center to see for myself what was going on. And again, the emergency management system, I'm proud of what everyone did. We had the state police, NYPD was there, FDNY was there, we had the National Guard called up. Luckily, the power went on about midnight. But I want to know what happened, and I want to know it from an independent expert. What the mayor does is up to the mayor, and I'll leave it to him and the people of New York to decide who should do what when.
I'd like to thank Governor Andrew Cuomo for joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline this afternoon. Thank you very much for giving us a call, Governor. We'll let you get back to your work.
Thank you for having me. Have a nice afternoon.
You too.